You're listening to SBS News.
Sixty years of the Eurovision Song Contest have shown us many unexpected sights, from bread-baking grannies to puppets of Irish turkeys, but this year has taken on a more serious tone, thanks to the Russian invasion of Ukraine. After initially saying that Russia could compete in this year's contest because Eurovision is apolitical, organisers executed a U-turn and banned them. Claudia Fasulo, the contest's executive producer, says peace will be the theme of this year's contest.
Come sapete, l'Eurovision Song Contest è una manifestazione di intrattenimento.
As you already know, the Eurovision Song Contest is a non-political entertainment event that unites nations and celebrates diversity through music. Obviously, peace will be the main theme of the three evenings. Along these lines, I can give you a little news. Our final night will open with a musical performance characterized by a wide breadth and wide participation and, we are sure, by a great emotion to talk about peace, embodying the urgency of peace that we are sure to share with all the Eurovision Song Contest people.
Although the Song Contest has in the past ignored conflicts among competing countries, such as border disputes between Armenia and Azerbaijan and Russia's 2008 attack on Crimea, this year organisers admit they had to take a hard decision. Simone Martorelli is another executive producer of the contest.
Excluding Russia from the contest was not an easy decision to take. It was taken by the reference group of the Eurovision Song Contest and then by the Executive Board of European Broadcasting Union. But we will try to stress the values of why this beautiful contest exists, which are, of course, peace and non-belligerency.
And the contest isn't only contending with political crises in Europe. Ms. Martorelli says the COVID-19 pandemic is still very much on the organisers' minds.
It will be mandatory to wear an FFP2 face mask and to keep social distancing. We have also set up a testing protocol. We are planning to do 1,200 COVID tests a day, and every 72 hours everybody will be obliged to have a test. We must increase the safety of the Pala Olimpico venue to guarantee that all participants can perform live.
According to organisers, in 2021 the Eurovision Song Contest was watched by over 183 million people worldwide. A strong contender is bound to be the Ukrainian entry from the Kalush Orchestra. Their song, Stefania, has been adopted by Ukrainians as a patriotic anthem during the current crisis. It's been used as the soundtrack to more than 150,000 TikTok social media videos. Stefania, mama, mama, Stefania, rozkwitaje pole, a wona siwieje. The Kalush Orchestra have been granted a special permit to travel to Italy after initial concerns that they might have to perform their song via a video link from a bunker in Ukraine. Speaking to SBS before leaving for Italy, Australia's representative, Sheldon Riley, has high hopes for his own entry in the contest.
I want to win. I think it would be really amazing. I think it would really, Darmium came so close, and I mean, anything's possible. Let's wait and see. I have a lot of hope for what I do. I've put a lot of time and effort into it. I didn't go in not to win.
I was told at 6 years old they'd avoid me if my heart was cold. Found it hard to talk and speak my mind. They never liked the things that I would like.
And the world will see how Sheldon Riley's song, Not the Same, fares as 40 artists perform in two semi-finals, with the winner being announced in a final, which will be shown on SBS on Sunday the 15th of May at 7:30 p.m. Alan Lee, SBS News.